Panchatattva, the absolute truth, is divided into five subject matter of releasing transcendental veil. Advaya, without any difference, Vadanti Tattva Tavida Satyam Jyadhyanam Advayam. Absolute truth is one. But still, there are varieties, transcendental varieties. That's like Brahma, impersonal Brahma, and Paramatma, localized aspects of the Supreme Lord, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are one. There is no difference. Brahma is not different from Bhagavan, and Bhagavan is not different from Brahma. Bhagavan is addressed by Arjuna as Parabrahma. Brahma realization gradually. First realization, impersonal Brahma. Then localized Brahma. Then personal Brahma. The personal Brahma is called Parabrahma, the Supreme Brahma. Impersonal Brahma is the beginning of realization of the Absolute Truth. That is not final. Therefore, those who are satisfied with impersonal Brahma, their knowledge is not perfect. जन्नीरविन्दात्म विमुक्त मानिना तई अस्तभावाद अविशुद्ध बुद्धाया ये रियलाइजेशन ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ विशुद्ध सत्ता. So, unless one comes to the platform of personal realization of the Lord, one is supposed to be avishuddha buddhi. Intelligence is not yet perfectly pure. So, here it is said, Agavastu. So far the substance is concerned, there is Agavastu. Just like in logical categories, the substance is there, and there are many categories. We take for example that the absolute truth is one. But there are categories. This is Shakti Tattva, this is Prakash Tattva, this is Incarnation Tattva, this is Marginal Potency, this is External Potency, Parasa Shakti Vividai Shati. There are many multi-potencies. Because the original is absolute truth. In one sense, everyone is in the same absolute platform. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse, Idam hi Vishwam Bhagavan Ivetara. Idam hi Vishwam Bhagavan Ivetara. This Vishwa, the whole cosmic manifestation, is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, just like Krishna manifested his universal form. So, every part and parcel is Bhagavan, but still it is different. This is the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Achinta Vedave. Simultaneously one and different. Inconceivable. We cannot conceive at the present moment how one thing can be the same at the same time different. Therefore it is called achinta. Inconceivable. But Vedave, just like we are, everything to study, it is achinta vedara, one and different. Take for example your own body and your soul. The soul is different from the body. Dehinasmin jathadehi kumvara yogunanjara. The dehi, the soul, is within the body. But the body is not the soul. So, this is different. Soul is different from the body, we have studied. But in another sense, the soul is not different from the body. Another sense. How? That because the body, the material body, is also coming from the same source. And the spiritual soul is coming from the same source, Krishna. Krishna said, Aparayam. Krishna said, Bhumi Rapana Lobayu, Pangamana Buddhi. These material elements, they are my Vinna Prakriti Astadhar. Eight kinds of separated energy. Even though it is separated energy, it is the energy of the Supreme Lord. We have discussed many times, just like the fire and the heat and light. Light is separated from the fire, heat is separated from the fire, But at the same time, heat and light is not different from the fire. This is the balance. This is called simultaneously one and different, inconceivable. The Mahavadi philosophers, they take one side only, that it is one. They do not understand what is the difference, what is the different taste, varieties. They cannot understand the varieties, unity in diversity. They cannot understand. It's like sugar and milk. You prepare so many sweetmeats. This is rasagulla, this is sandesh, this is barfi, this is that. Hundreds of preparation in them. But what is that? The sugar and milk. So similarly, variety is the manner of enjoyment. The Mahavadi philosopher, they cannot understand. Therefore, they have been described in the Bhagavad, the Vimukta Manina, Avishuddha Buddha. They are thinking that now they have become one with the Supreme, Narayana. They address between themselves, Namo Narayana. That everyone has become Narayana. This is there. Everyone is Narayana, that's all life. But it's still different. That distinction is made by the Vaishnava. The same example, the different energies, material energy and spiritual energy, they're different. One is superior, one is inferior. But when you go to the central point, from where all energies happen, yato vayumani bhutani jayanti. This is a Vedic injunction. From where everything is emanated. Agni mahi galanamam marud disasya kalas tathatma manasiti jagat rayani jasmad bhavanti vivanti vivavanti vishanti jancha govindamadi purisam tamang majani. Agni is coming from Krishna. Mahi, the earth, it is coming from Krishna, Agni, Mahi, Gagana, the sky, it is coming from Krishna, Ambu, water, it is coming from Krishna, Agni, Mahi, Gagana, Ambu, Marut, here, it is coming from Krishna, because it is coming from Krishna, it is not different from Krishna. Everything is Krishna. But when you taste the air breathing and the water and the earth and the fire, you cannot say because the air is coming from Krishna and water is coming from Krishna, so either I may be in the air or in the sea. It is all the same. We are living in air. But if I think that the air and the water is the same, I jump over the ocean, and that is not very good idea. But actually, air is also Krishna, water is also Krishna, earth is also Krishna, fire is also Krishna, because it is, they are all Krishna's energy. So, in this way, if we try to understand that Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda. This is Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadadhar and Sivasadi. Sivasadi means Jivatattva. The Jiva Tattva, Sakti Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, these are all Tattvas. The Pancha Tattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya He is the supreme tattva, Krishna. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nahe, Anna. We are worshipping Radha, Krishna. So, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya is Radha, Krishna combined. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nahe, Anna. Radha, Krishna, Pranaya, Vikiti, Allahadini, Shakti, Asma, Ekatmanahoti, Deva, Vedugato. Chaitanyaka prakata madhuna tadvayam chaikamātma. Radha Krishna, Krishna is the supreme. When Krishna wants to endure, they enjoy bhuktāram, jagadavasāram, sarvalokumāsaram. He's enjoyer. So, when he wants to enjoy, that is not material enjoyment. That is spiritual enjoyment. Superior energy. Not material energy. Because Krishna is the supreme. Therefore, he enjoys the superior energy. So Krishna's, this Radha Krishna Lila is not material. One who understands Radha Krishna Lila as material, they are misled. Krishna cannot enjoy anything material. He is supreme to you. If you say that we are seeing daily, that we are offering prasadam, the vegetable, rice, they are all material. No, they are not material. This is real understanding. How it is not material? That is achinta, inconceivable. Krishna can turn material into spiritual and spiritual into material. That is Krishna. Inconceivable, achinta shakti. Unless you accept achinta shakti of Krishna, you cannot understand Krishna. Achinta shakti. This is simultaneously one and different. This Achinta Vidare Tattva, he'll find everywhere in Vaishnava philosophy. Similarly, here, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita is trying to explain that Panchatattva as both. There one, Krishna. But Asana takes Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna is the ocean of all pleasure, reservoir of all pleasure. There are different types of pleasure. Just like pleasure, like master and the servant. The master is also pleased by the service of the servant, and the servant is pleased by rendering service to the master. This is taste. Husband and wife. Husband is pleased having a wife. Wife is pleased. And these are the different tastes. Between master and servant. Between friend and friend. Between father and son. Mother and son. Between the lover and the beloved. These are different tastes. So this taste is required, transcendental mellow. The Maharadi philosopher, they cannot understand this taste. They think everything is wrong. In the material world also, we accept variety is the mother of enjoyment. Without varieties, although everything is spiritual. In Vrindavan, everything is spiritual. That kind of Gauramandala Bhumi, Keva Jane Sintamani. Just like this place, Gauramandala Bhumi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place of pastime. And the Vrindavandha, the place of pastime of Lord Krishna. They are one and the same. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, গৌর মন্ডল ভূমি যেবা জানে চিন্তা মানে তার হয় ব্রজভূমি বাস বিরাজে দিস ইজ গিভেন বাই গ্রেট আচার্য সো উই শুড নট কনসিডার দ্যাট নিত্যানন্দ ইজ ডিফারেন্ট ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু আর অদ্বৈত প্রভু ইজ ডিফারেন্ট ফ্রম শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু বাট এট দি সেম টাইম দে আর ডিফারেন্ট This is inconsequential. But this, if you worship Nityananda Prabhu, that is as good as to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The best thing is, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in his five different features, therefore the acharyas, they have worshipped all of them at a time. That is our prayer. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Parada Shivasa. This is variety. Transcendental varieties. Different tests. Nityananda Prabhu is Guru Tattva. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Shiva Tattva. The Guru is teaching. Nityananda Prabhu is teaching how to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. ভজ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ লহ গৌরাঙ্গের নাম যে যেন গৌরাঙ্গ ভজে সেই আমার প্রাণের দিস ইজ সেই নিত্যানন্দ প্রভুর বিজনেস নরতম দাস সে গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক সরি পবে হাম বুঝ হরি হরি বলিতে নয়ন ভাবে Gauranga. So, to become immediately in ecstasy of transcendental love, if we chant this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, it is easier. There is no offense in chanting this Pancha Tattva. But there is offense if we do not properly chant Hare Krishna Mantra. There are 10 kinds of offenses, you know. But in chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, there is no apadar. If chants in any way, he'll get the result. This is difference. Test. This is variety. Although there is no difference by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda and Hare Krishna Mantra Mahamantra. But still, by chanting this Pancha Tattva, you get immediately, quickly, result. Therefore, our process is to chant the holy names of the Pancha Tattva, and then we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is perfect. And neither mixing. The mixing taste is called rasavas. Rasavas. And don't manufacture anything. Just follow. We disagree with the persons who chant that Bhajo Nitai Gauradesha. No. We must follow strictly. Mahajana Vena Gatasya Pantha. We cannot manufacture. Simply for some worldly cheap reputation and prestige, if we manufacture something, that will not help us. We must follow. Mahajanaja dharmasya tattam nihitam guhaya. Mahajanajena tatasya pantha. We must follow the Mahajana. We will find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Kaviraj Goswami, in every chapter, he begins, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gauravakti. Gaur Bhakti. This is the process. So, we may read here with some commentary by Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In his Anuvasa commentary, the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the Pancha Tattva as follows. The supreme reality, the personality of Godhead, manifesting in five kinds of pastimes, appears as the Panchatattva. Actually, there is no difference between them because they are situated on the absolute platform. But they manifest different spiritual varieties as a challenge to impersonalists to test different kinds of spiritual humors, dosas, because they do not accept the different test. The Mahabharat philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy is only difference, although the aim is one, absolute truth. But the difference is that they do not accept varieties, varieties of taste. Therefore they fall down. It is not our version, but it is stated in the Vedic literature. Arujya kritchena param padam tataha patanti adha anadita jismatam haya. By severe penance and austerity, these Mayavadis, they go up to the Brahma effulgence, but from there they fall down. Fall down. Because for want of varieties, you cannot be without varieties. Anandamaya Vyasat, the absolute truth is Anandamaya, by nature, Abhyasa. Now there are the interpretation of the Mayavadis of this Vedanta Sutra, Anandamaya Vyasat, is, but we see that the Supreme Absolute Person is Anandamaya. Krishna will never see without Ananda. He is, taking care of the cows. He is dancing with the gopis. He is playing with his cowherd boys. Anandamaya. These are Anandamaya. These are the varieties. The Mahavadi philosophers, they cannot understand, therefore they think that this Krishna Lila is Mayavadi, a Maya. Therefore we call them Mayavadi. Everything. Maya, Maya, Neti, Neti, they take Krishna as Maya. Therefore they are called Mayavadi. Because a living entity comes in this material world, accepting this material body. Similarly, when Krishna comes, they think that he has also a material body. This is Mahabharata. Krishna has no such thing. Therefore, we'll find in Dr. Radha Krishna's book, when Krishna says, Manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru, he says, not to the Krishna person, but the Absolute which is within the Krishna. He does not know that Krishna is not defined from his body. That he does not know. Krishna is Absolute. Sambhavami atmamaya jada jada idhanmasya klani bhavati bhara abhuthanam adhanmasya tada atmanam sijamaham sambhavami atmamaya. He does not accept this mind body. He tad isanam isasya. That is the, power, omnipotency of Krishna. Even he accepts this material body. It does not mean that he is material. Just like we see the deity. The deity, Radha Krishna deity in our form. Everyone will say, oh, this is a deity made of brass, material. But no, it is not material. Hey, you have to study in that way. Atche Siladhi, Atche Vishnu Siladhi, Gurusu Naramati. These are Naraki Buddhi, Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi. The deity as material, Siladhi, considering as metal or stone or wood, and Guru Sunanamati, and Guru as ordinary human being, Vaishnavida Atibuddhi, a Vaishnav, to consider here is American Vaishnav and it is Brahmin Vaishnav. No. Vaishnav is Vaishnav. This is as Guru Sunanamati, Guru, although he is appearing like human being, he should not be considered. Ācārya-māṁ vijānya nāvamanneta karich. These are the injunction of the sastras. Suppose you are worshipping here, the Mahāvādī will say they are worshipping a brass metal dish. So, are you so fools that you are spending so much money for worshipping a lump of metal? That they do not know. This is Achinda Veda. And fact is there. Krishna is omnipotent. He can accept your service in any way as he likes. This is called Atsa Vigraha. As Krishna's avatar is there. Here is also another avatar, Atsa Vigraha. He is so kind. You cannot see Krishna, you cannot touch Krishna at the present moment, but Krishna is so kind that he appears before you. As you can touch, you can dress, you can offer your respect, you can see. That is Krishna's mercy. But don't think that Krishna has become metal. No. And even if he becomes metal, there is no difference. But what is this metal? That is Krishna's energy. We have to understand in that way. So, this asinta vidhāve tattva, panta tattva yad vastu nahi kichu bhed, rasa-āsādhita, melos, transcendental melos. So, these chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita are very, these are post-graduate study. You have to read it very carefully, and as I described, you have tried to describe them as far as possible for being understood by us. But we should be very careful. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Radha Sivasa. Thank you very much.